Morning, this is Ella and Sakura with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. An urgent search is ongoing for a 7-year-old girl who was reported missing in Brisbane's Outer East. The girl was last seen in Wynnum West around 12:20 a.m. She is believed to be in the company of a man known to her. She is of First Nations descent and has brown hair and hazel eyes. She was last seen wearing a blue short sleeve button shirt and white shorts with butterflies on them. Police have urged the public to not approach the girl if spotted and immediately call 000. In local news, Kurin Cove Resort on South Stradbroke Island has been left without access to fire hydrants as the Queensland bushfire season begins. The resort is a mixture of private houses and holiday homes and was abandoned by the resort operator in 2023, amongst allegations that service providers were owed $25 million. This has impacted Kurin Cove residents immensely, with their ordinary utility services being cut, leaving them reliant on diesel generators and solar power to keep their lights on and maintain their properties. Now having restricted water in the resort, the Queensland Fire Department said the fire hydrants once used to battle any blaze are now out of use, telling residents to immediately call 000 to get help from the mainland. In national news, the New South Wales Labor Party is facing scrutiny ahead of a long-awaited drug summit in Griffith. The summit is an election promise aimed at building consensus and social license for major drug reform, with advocates hoping for consideration of community drug checking, changes to policy, and improved funding of addiction services. Sam Kidd, the campaign manager of National Drug Policy Reform Organisation UNHARM, has stated there's been a pretty deliberate attempt to minimise the impact of this summit. There are concerns about key stakeholders not being present, with the Griffith City Council not being invited.
In national news, concerns are arising that Melbourne's mega builds will impact regional Victoria's housing growth. Currently, tradespeople in Victoria can earn more than twice as much working on big build projects in Melbourne compared to regional civil projects, exacerbating current working shortages. David Moore, a director at Ballarat Building Company, has shared his concerns, stating, "Lowering the housing target won't change the outcome. I think we really need support from the government to entice quality and skilled trades to the region out of metropolitan Melbourne. Investing in the expansion of regional cities like Ballarat, Geelong and Bendigo could take population pressure off of Melbourne." In international news, Spain's Prime Minister has ordered more troops and police officers to the Valencia region as residents criticise the local authorities over their response to the catastrophic flooding. Heavy rains began on Monday, resulting in destroyed bridges and mudslides, leaving 211 confirmed dead, with the death toll expected to rise. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has said that there are still desperate people searching for their relatives and people whose homes are destroyed and buried by mud. The 10,000 enforcements will focus on the search and rescue, using heavy machinery to speed up the rescue efforts, along with sending food, water and other resources to cut off communities. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 10.5, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back for 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.